You're listening to 91.3 KCPR, San Luis Obispo. A technical glitch has delayed the first commercial launch of a space vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Good afternoon, I'm Chad Johnson in the 91 Newsroom. The launch from Vandenberg was originally scheduled for today, but it has tentatively been rescheduled for Thursday. Although the launch is taking place on the grounds of a military facility, those responsible for the launch say they have received no government assistance. All of the money required to refurbish Slick 6, the commercial launching pad at Vandenberg, has come from private investors. Will NASA ground the shuttle fleet? NASA hopes to have the answer to this question by Friday. An apparent leak in a nozzle joint on one of Atlantis' solid rocket boosters last month has NASA concerned. A similar leak, you may recall, caused Challenger to explode 9 years ago. However, unlike Challenger, no hot gases got past the primary or backup seals this time. Shuttle director and former shuttle commander Brian O'Connor says neither the Atlantis or her crew were in any danger. NASA will have the results of an inspection of Discovery's boosters on Friday. Discovery launched July 13th, just 6 days after Atlantis returned from its docking with Mir, the shortest turnaround for a manned spaceflight. And in other space news today, NASA scientists are planning a two-second wake-up burn for the space probe Galileo, presently orbiting Jupiter. Earlier this month, Galileo released an atmospheric probe. This week's burn will take Galileo out of the impact trajectory it shares with the probe. Galileo will continue to orbit Jupiter while the probe will be sent down through Jupiter's atmosphere December 7th on a crash course with whatever lies at the center of the gaseous planet. Galileo was launched in 1989 from the space shuttle Atlantis. The computer system responsible for tracking all air traffic across the Midwest is down for the third time in a week. Air traffic controllers are having to use an older backup system. Controllers say the backup system is safe, but it has its potential problems. It lacks many of the safety features of the main system, and it is capable of tracking only about 90% of all flights across the Midwest. Foul weather and other problems could mean controllers will have to lengthen the distance between planes, meaning more delays. Investigators are trying to find out the origin of the problem, which they suspect is related to faulty hardware. Prosecutor Keith Geist told jurors in the Susan Smith case on Monday he will sketch the short lives of Alex and Michael in an attempt to show just how gruesome their deaths were in the hands of their mother. Defense attorney David Burke countered by telling the jurors the greatest punishment his client deserves is life in prison. Jurors deliberated for just 2.5 hours on Saturday before reaching a guilty verdict. Now jurors must decide on a suitable punishment. President Clinton's jogging shoes have been spending more time in his closet than on his feet in recent months. During the first 2 years of his presidency, Clinton regularly exercised on the streets of Washington. He pressed on through rainy and frosty weather, kind of like a mailman, I guess. However, in recent months, the president has opted to work out indoors or stay in bed. Clinton says his allergies are acting up and are especially bad when the ozone levels are high in Washington. OJ has been found. I'm talking, of course, about the 50-pound bronze bust of the Juice. The bust was stolen from the Pro Football Hall of Fame while the facility was packed with people over the weekend. It turned up alongside of a Cleveland, Ohio freeway. And that's your 91 News Update. I'm Chad Johnson. More news tomorrow and every day at 7, 8, 9, noon, and 5. Join us then. Now back to more music on KCPR.